This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Campaign to repeal Colorado's Amendment 79 enters signature gathering phase. After clearing the title board and two trips to the Colorado Supreme Court, organizers must collect 124,238 in-person signatures by August 3rd to put a repeal of the state's 2024 abortion rights amendment on the November ballot. A coalition of Colorado churches and pro-life activists has begun gathering signatures for a 2026 ballot measure that would repeal Amendment 79, the 2024 constitutional amendment that recognized a right to abortion in the state constitution. Marilyn Gore, an advocate with the Colorado Life Initiative, described the campaign on the Kim Monson Show on June 8. The measure, Initiative 283, would strike Section 32 of Article 2 of the Colorado Constitution, the language Amendment 79 added in 2024. That section reads, "The right to abortion is hereby recognized. Government shall not deny, impede, or discriminate against the exercise of that right, including prohibiting health insurance coverage for abortion." If voters approve the repeal, it would take effect December 25, 2026. Organizers reached the signature stage after a long procedural fight. Gore said the campaign went to title board 9 times and made 2 trips to the Colorado Supreme Court before winning approval to circulate petitions. "And at the very last moment, they granted us petitions so that we can gather signatures," she said. Organizers say a previous ballot effort by the same movement fell short of the required signatures in 2024. To qualify for the November ballot, the campaign must collect 124,238 valid signatures from registered voters by August 3rd, the state's final petition deadline for the 2026 election. Because Initiative 283 only repeals an existing constitutional provision, it is exempt from the 55% supermajority that Colorado otherwise requires to amend the Constitution and would need only a simple majority to pass. Petitioners must also meet a distribution requirement, collecting signatures from at least 2% of registered voters in each state Senate district. Signatures must be collected in person on paper petitions. Colorado does not permit online signing. You have to sign in person. "You can't sign online," Gore said. "It is a paper, a petition that you have to sign in person." The Colorado Life Initiative, a grassroots Christian pro-life coalition running the campaign with a group called Pastors for Life, lists petition locations on its website and takes volunteer signups by text. Amendment 79 passed in November 2024, clearing the 55% supermajority then required to add a provision to the Constitution. It wrote a right to abortion into the state constitution and repealed a 1984 measure that had barred the use of public funds for abortion. Repeal supporters, including Gore, frame the new effort in religious terms, calling it a movement of the body of Christ standing up to love our tiniest neighbors in repealing 79. Gore said the campaign urges supporters to register and vote and extends support and forgiveness to women affected by abortion. The repeal proposal is one of numerous citizen initiatives competing for the 2026 ballot, each needing signatures from at least 2% of registered voters in every state Senate district within a 6-month window. Voters decide November 3rd. And now, Kim's perspective. "Coloradans wrote a sweeping abortion right into our Constitution in 2024, and now a coalition of churches has taken on the hard, unglamorous work of asking voters to reconsider it. The bar is high. 124,238 signatures by August 3rd, each gathered in person on paper by a church-driven volunteer effort. That is the initiative process working the way it should, with the burden of change on the people who want it." Marilyn Gore and the Colorado Life Initiative are wagering that church networks and face-to-face persuasion can do what money usually does for a ballot campaign. A question this consequential belongs back in front of the voters who placed it in the Constitution, and getting it there will take every signature they can gather before the deadline. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.